Welcome back to Radio Laurier. If you're tuning in, my name is Abigail Heckbert, and I'm the station manager of Radio Laurier.
And I'm Britt Kovacs, president and publisher of Elucid.
And you're listening to Election Season. With the student union election around the corner, we at Radio Laurier are offering the opportunity for presidential and board candidates to amplify their voice, their platform, and their story to the student body at large, and give us a chance to get to know them a bit better. Joining us today is Shane Symington, running for
Wilfrid Laurier Students Union President.
Awesome. How are you today, Shane?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
Good. Just going to hop into some icebreaker questions. So what program and year are you in?
So I'm in my fourth year of communications, and I'm also pursuing a minor in North American Studies, but I don't think I'm going to get around to finishing that this year.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds interesting. What made you want to come to Laurier to begin with?
Ooh, I actually got like pretty lucky. My brother did go to Laurier, played on the baseball team here for 4 years. But honestly, I kind of got lucky in the sense that I did the thing you're not supposed to do, and where you just kind of follow your friends to whatever university they ended up going to. And ended up getting really lucky because I enjoy my experience here so much.
Awesome. Are there any shows or movies that you've enjoyed recently?
Oh, recently? I haven't been able to watch too much recently. I always fall back on me and my friends always fall back on watching like an episode of Game of Thrones. Actually, that's not entirely true. Throughout this entire campaign, I'll go to my marketing lead's apartment. His name's Nick Bugden, and we've been tearing through a Marvel movie marathon, so we do all the campaign stuff during the day, and then take our mind off it with a movie at the end of the night.
Nice. I know, I love the Marvel movies. I totally get that. So do you know what you want to do after you graduate?
Beyond, I think at the very least, I know I kind of want to get out somewhere, you know, whether it be out west to Alberta, or maybe somewhere a little more or somewhere a little more extreme, like somewhere in Europe or somewhere in maybe even Australia. I have fiddled around with the idea of kind of learning Spanish. I think like it is like in my eyes probably the second most applicable language like on the planet besides English, and I do want to be able to travel. I think, you know, we get placed on one corner of this earth, and you know, I think it's an injustice to stay in the same spot the whole time. So if I do go somewhere, I want to be able to, you know, speak the language and kind of ingratiate myself in the culture there. So whether that comes more down the line, I know that I want to go expand my perspective on the world for sure.
That sounds like a great plan. We're going to roll into some interview questions now. So can you tell me what you think the role of the student union president is?
That's a very, very broad question, but I think to put it most simply, I think it's to represent the Laurier students and execute on their wants and needs to the best of their ability, based on whatever jurisdiction they have within the position.
Awesome. Thank you. So can you speak to your experience within the Students' Union or anywhere externally you feel may be relevant for the role?
So I'm big, and I mentioned this in the debate yesterday, that I think the best way to understand something is to see it from as many perspectives as possible. And that's kind of how I've approached my Laurier student experience. So in the first couple of years, my first and second year, I wasn't really involved at all. I found myself, you know, really enjoying Laurier and the community and the camaraderie that comes with how tight-knit it is. I definitely enjoy like the nightlife that I think is an essential part of the Laurier experience. So I think that's definitely a valid perspective when it comes to, you know, general students. But then in my third year, in my fourth year, I have been on the Students Union Board of Directors. So I'm able to see things kind of from a students union lens. This past summer, I was lucky enough to work in athletics for the Laurier multi-sport camp, which was really fun. It was kind of funny because it had been like 2 or 3 years since I had even talked to a child. So I was kind of heading into that, like, what is a 10-year-old? But I ended up really enjoying that experience. This year I am a don for the Department of Residence, currently in Mac House. I'm not sure if either of you guys took up residence there in your first years, but it is really nice being close to everything. But, you know, I think between all those experience, I think what it leads to is a very well-rounded perspective on the different wants and needs of different student groups at Laurier. And the only way I was able to attain that perspective was by actually, you know, putting myself in the shoes and of different students, and how they could live their life here and, you know, kind of coming to that understanding through actually being in those shoes.
Of course. Now, you touched on this a little bit already, but how do you believe specifically that the Students' Union plays in the lives of Laurier students?
So I think that's an interesting question because I don't think the answer, you know, is as prominent as I want it to be. I think right now there is kind of the question of what does the Students' Union even do? That I think that kind of lays in the back of the head of a lot of students' minds, even if they are aware of what the Students' Union is. But, you know, the Students' Union has the ability to do so much more, in my opinion. A lot of what I want to do for student engagement has to do with engaging and appealing to general students. So I know this year we had one Leafs night in the turret, which was really fun, but there's only been one. I think we could kind of expand upon that, maybe make it a biweekly thing. Same goes, I think there was a bachelor or bachelorette night when Serena Pitt came back to her old stomping grounds and hosted something in the turret. I think a lot of students would enjoy, you know, having that experience to go and watch with like a larger crowd. And we have the ability to facilitate that as a Students' Union. Beyond just events, though, I think a big role we have to play moving forward is the idea of security and permanence and social justice messaging. I think there's a couple ways about going that, and I think they are kind of very tangible and feasible goals. One way I want to do that personally, I think it would be a very, very simple but effective thing to turn the September 23rd walkout, when students walked out at 4 p.m. on September 23rd to stand with those affected by sexual violence. I think it would be very effective to turn that into an annual event, just to establish that idea of permanence and security in that messaging. I think another big one for me is kind of advocating for and getting a referendum on free menstrual products on campus. I think it'd be really nice just to cover the other students' backs for of a cost that some other students just don't have to worry about.
Yeah, thank you. It's an excellent answer. I guess maybe you have touched on this already, but what made you specifically feel inspired to run for Students' Union president?
Yeah, I like this question a lot because it was kind of between that point in my second year where I was very uninvolved but still really liked Laurier. And I was lucky enough in my first year, Zamar Hakim was a don in my building, and he ended up running and winning Students' Union president a few years ago. And so when I was in second year, he was the president at the time. And so I kind of went to him and I was like, hey, like, I really enjoy my time here. I feel like I have a lot of passion as a Golden Hawk. I just don't really understand like how I would improve the student experience, you know, how to make a tangible difference. And from that point, Zamar kind of laid it out for me. He told me, pardon me. He told me, you know, what he did. He said, he joined the Students' Union Board of Directors. He said, start there, start small, get your signatures, and then see how you enjoy that experience. And that's what I did. And I kind of built from there, but it all came from a place of passion, and not understanding, how I would go about making a difference and then kind of channeling that passion, through student politics.
Of course. Now you touched on it a little bit before, but feel free to elaborate, but can you speak to some of the more important tenets of your platform?
This one's tough for me because I feel like my platform is very well-rounded in the sense that I think every point of my platform is a strong thing depending on which student group you're a part of. But I think the big three, in my opinion, are the ones that are most feasible and tangible in terms of making a difference in enhancing the student experience. So I think, in terms of the student engagement, kind of implementing those events that appeal to general students, that would function to bring more awareness and engagement to the students' union, but also engage general students. And, you know, that might increase the likelihood of them getting involved in other aspects of the students' union, like clubs and associations. So that's a big one for me. I think another big one would be the idea of free menstrual products. And I do say that's kind of feasible and tangible because other universities across Ontario have found success in implementing programs and initiatives such as that. I know I discussed it a little bit yesterday, but Guelph actually ran a referendum back in 2017 that would collect 90 cents per undergrad student per semester. You know, that's not a very, I don't think that's too much of a big ask for something that can make such a big difference. And I know that could be achieved through referendum. And so I think the third one there would just be kind of the, emphasizing that idea of, permanence and security around social justice messaging. And again, I think that could be very easily accomplished and started through, making this September 23rd walkout an annual event. That kind of functions to advocate for more sexual violence counselors on campus, because I believe right now CSEDI only has 3. That number could be somewhat or just like a little bit off, but even still, I don't think that number is enough. And I think it doesn't function to destigmatize the use of the sexual violence supports that are currently in place.
Yeah, absolutely. So considering all of that, what characteristics do you possess that you that make you uniquely qualified for the position and just for fulfilling your platform overall?
I think perspective is a big one. I think, you know, like I said, understanding the different wants and needs of different student groups on campus is how you can understand like what needs to be changed or what can be done. I think my understanding of what can be done beyond that is another important trait. You know, I think last semester, over the course of the last 4 months, I met with those all over campus, different organizations, those within SU, those within CSEDI, those within Ellsberg, those within Greek Life, just to understand what their wants and needs would be, and then kind of take the pursuits of those wants and needs and understand what could actually be done, rather than, you know, what I might want to do, but what might not be feasible. And then I think another one there would just be, I think I'm very driven. I think I'm not one who wants to take no for an answer. I'm not one who wants to go and under promise and under deliver. I feel like that's a very manipulative thing to do. And I don't want to do that. It's something I'm kind of very dead set against. I want to be looked as someone who can actually tangibly increase the student experience. And I think, you know, that idea of not taking no for an answer, that idea of, okay, but you know, what can be achieved if we do this, you know, the idea of maybe pivoting and trying to accomplish something through that. I think that's a really good quality to have as a leader, because I want to be able to represent and support the students. And, you know, I don't think they'd take no for an answer. So I don't think I should either.
Of course. Now, after all of those good and detailed points, how important do you believe transparency is to the students' union? And what tangible steps will you take to ensure this during your term?
So I think transparency is obviously huge. And I think that kind of falls, the reason why it's huge is because of a little bit of an unfortunate past of candidates potentially over-promising and under-delivering. And so in terms of the steps towards transparency, I feel like I've already kind of begun those by doing the research into initiatives that are tangible and are feasible. So maybe if another candidate were to promise something that couldn't be achieved, you know, they wouldn't be elected. And they then from that point, these initiatives wouldn't just disappear because they couldn't be achieved. I think by choosing to focus on initiatives that are feasible and realistic, I think that means I can execute on them in a way that is very much so explained in my platform. And if it's not, I think that whatever alteration that might come from these platform points, I think can be explained as to why these things have to be changed, and why I wasn't able to actually execute on this exact vision, and kind of, you know, presenting myself with very open communication as to, you know, the situations happening in those conversations, you know, what points are being made. I think open communication is a really, really big thing when it comes to a position like this. And I think too often we see, you know, an absence of that communication. So I think kind of the combination of feasible and realistic goals combining with open communication and just good conversations will combine to amount to a more transparent students union. And I think as a result will translate to a more engaged student body with the student union.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm sure this goes without being said, but we can assume that the students union presidency will be quite a stressful role. So how are you with managing stress overall and adapting to unexpected circumstances? And feel free to provide an example if you'd like.
I think I'm really one to be able to, I consider myself to be very adaptable just as a result of me putting myself in so many different situations. I think being adaptable comes from the idea of perspective. In terms of stressful situations, I think there's a couple of things that kind of remedy this for me. I think one is just how much I think I'll actually enjoy the role. You know, this has kind of been a goal and maybe even a dream of mine for the past couple of years. So that definitely alleviates a little bit of the pressure, you know, actually caring and actually wanting to make a difference. I think that's something that makes it less of a chore, less pressure, and more, you know, something that's fun to actually be able to go and enhance the student experience. The other half of that is one of my buddies. He's one of the smartest guys I know. He's a friend of mine. He's also on my campaign team. I remember we were walking to one of our intramural basketball games in second year, and it was kind of getting towards exam season. And, you know, he's super smart guy. And I was talking about how I was stressed, and he was talking about I don't get stressed. And I was kind of like picking his brain on that. And he was like, oh, like, you know, stressing is counterproductive. If you start stressing, you're not going to get as much done. So just don't stress and you're going to get more done. And obviously that is something that's easier said than done, but it's kind of approach that I've taken since then and seen a lot of success in. So it sounds very, very oversimplified, but you know, it's an approach that I've taken and seen success with for sure.
For sure. Now, if elected and considering the current virtual nature of the pandemic, what are your plans for each of the campuses and how will you encourage unity between the two?
So I think having plans in place with respect to having something prepared for being online, having something prepared for maybe a more hybrid environment, and having something prepared for a fully in-person environment. Let's cross our fingers on that one. That would be probably the most fun. But I think a big one here for me is the idea of faculty association collaboration. So right now it feels as though a lot of the faculty associations, such as like LASSOC, AUS, FOSSA, BSW, et cetera, they all operate pretty independently from one another. And what I think from introducing and encouraging the idea of collaborative faculty association events is it kind of creates an intersectionality between different student groups. So wouldn't it be interesting to see BTMSA on the Brantford campus and LASSOC have a hybrid event that appeals to both of their student groups, would increase intersectionality and cohesion between the two student groups. And because they're from different campuses, you know, it increases the cohesion between the two campuses. And what obviously that event would, obviously, hypothetically, just appeal to a broader scope of the student base and appeal to a more diverse perspective. I think getting those groups together in like a tangible fashion through an event, whether it be online or in person, would really, really work wonders to make strides in the idea of kind of creating unity between the two campuses.
Yeah, those are some great ideas. Now, could you provide a praise and or critique of the current president?
Yeah, I'll offer a couple praises here just because I think she definitely had a rocky start off the bat and was definitely facing some heat. And I think her ability to come back off that is definitely something that's admirable. I know, you know, it can't be easy just to feel like the whole world's raining down on you and have to power through. And then the other one is the idea of her championing her social justice initiatives this year. Obviously, I referenced her September 23rd walkout. I think, you know, that was kind of a reactive thing to what was happening in Western at the time. But with that said, I think it was a really swift and effective reaction, and was kind of proactive with respect to our campus. On top of that, I know she's working on her mental health initiative, I think for February. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what comes of that. And I think it'd be really effective, obviously, if elected, for me to kind of carry out those initiatives so that there's a through line in terms of different leaders at the school. Obviously, there's a lot of turnover in this role, being that it only lasts 1 year. So I think it'd be really encouraging for students to have that through line of, you know, initiatives being carried over year after year after year. And if I were to offer one critique, I think it's something I would really want to improve on, is just the idea of open communication with the student body. I think, you know, that does function to increase awareness and engagement if, you know, the leader behind everything is kind of engaging with everybody, doing the best they can to make everyone feel heard and speaking out about issues all the time. I think it would also put everyone in a better position of understanding of what's actually being done. And I want people to understand, like I said, I want to put to bed that question of what does the students union even do? And I think, you know, open, frequent, and transparent communication as you know, as frequently as possible is probably the number one way to remedy that and attack one of the biggest issues facing the students union at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that answer. If elected, how will you support your operations team and encourage cohesion within the students union?
So just to go at that second question first, I think in terms of encouraging cohesion in the students union, there's a couple of things I want to do. Obviously, I did reference the idea of faculty association collaboration earlier. And I think that is a huge thing that functions to create cohesion and create a more supportive and collaborative environment, and, you know, create communication between different faculty associations. And so, pardon me, and would you mind going back to that first question?
Yeah, for sure. So how will you support your operations team?
Again, I think that boils down to, you know, setting tangible goals and just open, honest communication. I think hiring good people that are kind of on the same page always goes hand in hand with that. But I don't think it should be left unsaid. But yeah, in terms of supporting my operations team, I think another big part of that would be just creating a good working environment, a good office environment, you know, keeping things light, making sure everyone kind of comes to the office in the morning, you know, excited, you know, maybe every day has the prospect of being a really fun day because of the environment, you know, kind of cultivated in that. So I think that's something I would really look forward to, because if I were to get this role, this is something that I think I would have a lot of fun with, and I hope those around me would have a lot of fun with. And I think if everyone's having fun, I think that leads to a more productive environment. And I think, well, that's one of the best ways to support them.
Of course. Thank you for that. So how do you view the relationship between student media and the students union?
Student media and students union. Obviously, right now, there's a little bit of tension between the court and the current president. I think there needs to be steps maybe to remedy that. I think both sides might need to hear each other out a little bit more and, you know, act on the items discussed in those conversations, because if they're not acted out upon, you know, those conversations won't be viewed as productive. And if they're not productive, why are those conversations even happening in the first place? If it's not productive, it might as well be a waste of time, essentially. So I think, you know, just open communication, you know, the ability to compromise. I think that's a huge step. And, you know, obviously that is a minor thing and it is only one step, but, you know, sometimes things are more of a marathon than they are a sprint, and a more of a step-by-step approach to attack this issue, I think would result in a better future for the students union and student media here at Laurier, just because we can better that would also translate to increased awareness and engagement, because we'd be better able to communicate with the students through our student media.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for that answer as well. So as we reach the end of this interview, is there anything else that you would like to take the chance to say to potential voters?
I think the biggest thing is just vote. You know, whether it's for me or for the other candidate, I think it's just the biggest thing is to emphasize the idea of voting. One of the biggest issues, again, is engagement with the students union and we kind of struggle with the idea of hitting the exact number of votes we even need to hit quorum. So I think just stressing the idea of whichever candidate you might fall in line with, I think it's just important to follow through with making your voice heard. And the number one way to do that is voting.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Shane, for lending us your time today and answering these questions.
Yeah, no, thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.